streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom.
We face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, Navy SEAL type. We deconstructing the game, we gon' be right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We strip you the streets and we give them the wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
What's up with it? What's up with it? Let's get it. Let's go. Your number one host with the most from the West Coast, Church Music. And I want to thank everybody for logging on and tuning in and turning up with Church Music on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. And just a lot of events going on across the world. For those that got to witness the eclipse, I'm sure that was pleasing to all eyes across the world. But I also let you know that the world is focused on the eclipse, okay? But with all the worldly confusion that's going on and the drama and the killing and the just the hurt amongst the world through trial and error, nobody's focused on that. So it let me know that things like the eclipse was very pleasing to the world. And we still suffer and you know, dealing with harm and danger and unfair laws and police and, you know, international crisis and the whole nine. You know what I'm talking about? So it's just something that I just don't really understand. And I can't focus on trying to understand. You know what I'm talking about? But at the same time, also, we want to thank everybody that emailed us, called us on behalf of DJ I Rock Jesus, inductee in the all hip hop, Christian hip hop. Category was just something special. And you know, and hats off to DJ I Rock Jesus, because that's a real brother that works very hard and very humble man and very gentle man. And he deserves everything for what he does and what he has contribute to in Christian hip hop. So hats off to DJ I Rock Jesus, such a pleasant brother. And we definitely want to thank you, because he's also one of the business partners of mine with Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. So it's all love. And we want to, again, say thank you for all that you've done for Christian hip hop. And we salute you, my brother. But on another note, of course, you know, we're dealing in a world where things are shared at Church Music. What you think about this and what you think about that, you know, based on the latest and the current events of today. So I got hit in my DMs. Is that what they call it? The DM, the direct message, from a couple great people across the world that just wanted again. What was my thoughts on the J. Cole and the Kendrick Lamar? I do know Kendrick Lamar. Very good friends with his uncle. So I do know about that. And J. Cole, about the diss record that he wanted to remove from all streaming platforms that he just wasn't in an agreement with, and he came forward on the stage. And he did a humble apology. And now he's just getting ridiculed. So let's take a listen.
But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that don't sit right in my spirit. Trying to find a little angle and downplay his greatness. I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest to ever touch a microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, that was the lamest, goofiest shit. And it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that Kendrick really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that in the chin, boy. Do what you do. It's love. You know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive the misstep. And then I can get back to my true path. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all. The past 2 days felt terrible. It let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God, because I want to do that for y'all.
J. Cole, my brother. Now let's look at this from a spiritual principle and a spiritual way. As men, we do grow and we grow older to understand that certain things we just can't do. Now, based on this rap world, based on a Drake or a Kendrick Lamar or a J. Cole, those are two different elements of rap. Okay, Kendrick Lamar, he's a battle rapper, an influence rapper with a lot of skill set. I understand that. J. Cole is a gentleman that loves the Lord, and he's a country boy, and he likes to uplift. Okay, but J. Cole, you must be a man of witness to know that to be the best, you have to go after the best. Okay. Because it's your identity, your foundation that's being ridiculed right now because you didn't come forward. And I can understand that, but at some times when you're at the peak of your career the way that you are, you must stand for something. And the humble apology, it was greatly needed because it showed humility as a man. And I want to take my hats off to you on that, because I know that you have a beautiful family and you have a daughter or son, if I'm correct. And when you look at them in the morning and you pick them up and you have dinner with them, you know that you came a long way. And to diss another brother that is very talented in his skill set as an artist, it can be unfair and it doesn't make sense in some cases. But for you to stand strong in the foundation of God, okay, and say that it's just not me, and I apologize to my brother, and I'm a fan of my brother, that's called humility from a great man of God. But when you're in this sport of music and rapping, you're dealing with a selfish world, which means that they would love to hear the conflict. But what does it prove at the end of the day? That you guys are going back and forth with each other with insults and confusion, and there's no love and there's no kindness and there's no blessings and there's no influence. It's just brothers tacking each other on wax. Been there, done that. So, J. Cole, I feel you for your sensitivity and your humility as a great man of God from the South, country boy from the South. And your career is in the hands of God, not social media. You have to always understand that, because God is always going to uplift the bigger purpose based on what makes sense in today's society. And you show that through compassion and humility. But let me be clear for those in this rap game. They were looking for you to acquire a ether based on a Nas and a Jay-Z situation. And that's cool. As long as it's fun, it ain't fun anymore, because everybody dies and the narrative gets changed through social media, and it hurts the body of the rap game. You understand what I'm saying? So Kendrick Lamar did what he felt, but I encourage Kendrick Lamar as well. You know what I'm talking about? Having the audience of the world as the front line to say that you have won victory, that's incorrect. Because God got the last laugh, and never get it twisted. And always remember, with these artists, they're a short time and not a long time. And Kendrick Lamar is my brother. And J. Cole, to always remember to be the best, you have to go after the best. You have to train with the best in competitive competition with the best. A Kobe Bryant, a Michael Jordan. These are basketball players that I'm sure that you like. And also Nas. Because we have to stand on principle when we do have a family. And, you know, letting foolish men in the game defame our characters and insult us on wax, it can be complicated. But it's the same in the Word of God. In Scripture, every time I want to do wrong, I want to do right. And every time I do right, I want to do wrong. So, executive decision making and choices. Now, does it destroy the career of a J. Cole? Absolutely not. Because Mr. Cole's favor comes from the Lord, in spite of public opinion and public persuasion. And it's very hurtful to understand that how the world can change their back on you that quickly through you having a compelling heart that comes from God, where you want to get on your platform and share with another man of a great career and skill set that I apologize to my brother. It's no difference in the Word of God when he says, "Is thy heart right? Is thy heart is right with mine? And if so, give me your hand." Okay? But that's what happens when we're dealing with the world. When you're everybody's favorite artist and you're doing great and you're doing the sold out shows and media and press, you're everybody's favorite nigga at that time. Because this man didn't go forward with trying to create a narrative where it's just not in his heart anymore. It's the same way for women that want to stop playing games and they want to settle down and focus on getting married. They just don't want to play these games no more. So it's no difference than that. Or someone that says, you know, crack has took me down the street to do things that I'm not proud of. It has deformed my body. It has brought harm in my life. I just don't want to do it anymore. But those that support and those that urge to continue, oh man, smoke that shit, nigga, it's all good. Man, we gonna go get us a little trick. I just don't want to do it anymore. So let us have gentleness with the great brother J. Cole. Let's not turn our back on him and discredit his skill set and what he's contributed to the game of hip hop. As a lyrical artist, as a composed artist, as an artist with balance. Okay? Let us have some tenderness. ladies, it's such a shame that J. Cole was your favorite artist at one time. And he was really up there with the top three. And in a blink of an eye, you can turn your back on the Mr. J. Cole and say that he's weak, his career is over, his career doesn't make sense, he was a fraud, a fake, because he didn't respond in a way that he wanted to continue it. And something that he created, he didn't feel it, so he wanted to remove it. But J. Cole's the same one that told you, ladies, because a lot of you ladies, fake BBLs and breast and face reconstruction. But J. Cole told all you ladies, why would you want to change something that God has already put his paintbrush on? Why? Ladies, he shared that with you verbally. Why you want to change something God already put his paintbrush on? But now he's just a man that has no value because of he didn't respond correctly. And as the world, you fail to be a flunky of the world. We can all have our own public opinion and share what we like in silence, in heart, in love. And share with the world that I support Brother J. Cole. Share with the world that I support Kendrick Lamar. Okay? Because if he went for their neck, he wanted to go for their neck. It's no difference than a bully hitting a kid that can't defend himself. Okay? But he comes back to school with a black eye with glasses and tries to be of the public. But he came back to go to school. He didn't stay at home and say, Mom, I just can't do this. I'm just getting took and fucking advantage of it. You know, they're beating me. They're taking my lunch. He put on his glasses and he moved forward. There's things church music don't want to do. I don't want to chase these rotten ass women with foolishness and no tenderness or sensitivity. I just don't want to do that anymore. It don't make it that I'm not hip or I lost my mojo or I ain't got it like I used to, because I absolutely do. If you know who church music really is, in the spirit of truth first. Because a lot of what I could say can go over your head and you can create your own narrative. So let's not do that. Okay? So the world of hip hop and rap and gangster rap, because I don't think J. Cole was labeled as a gangster rapper or a battle rapper. I know that he has he can freestyle very well, and he can compose his pen very well, just as well as the great Kendrick Lamar, the finger hand of God. But in God's eyes, who do you think God would choose? Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole? Because God utilizes us to have the fruit of the Spirit, which is in love. Something that J. Cole did very well. He contained self-control. Because the world can push something to make it so evil when it just is about just having fun. The situation with Mr. Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, you know, it could have went left or it could have went right, but it didn't go on the straight and narrow. It's no difference than boxing. No difference. If I knock you out, I have the option to get up and to fight you back, or you just knock me out and I'm done. Okay, but let us be a world of gentleness and kindness. Let us be happy that we do have two artists that are very lyrical and both believe in God tremendously. That I do know with Mr. Kendrick Lamar, and I'm sure that I know to be true with Mr. J. Cole. Well, let us not slander the man or defame the man's character because he took a back seat, because there's growth in the man's heart. Regardless of the need from the people and the audience to strike back, which we know that we like to do because it's called competitive competition, championships. Okay, so you have to play to be the best, to beat the best, so that you can be labeled the best in history. Okay, so hats off to Mr. J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. Hopefully that there can be some communication amongst those brothers, where they can just talk in love, and then you never know if they have already had a conversation. But what we do to make money, it's not always about the money. We would like to be gentle, because you can see that the world is on edge, you know, with the Puffy and the allegations and just foolishness, the eclipse and things that's going to happen from that. Or, you know, it's a reminder of God coming soon. Some say it's a theory of wickedness. Everybody's on edge in the world right now. The word of God says, keep your mind on heavenly things and not worldly things. Okay. Stay strong in spirit. It's not worth it to challenge someone or to bring harm to someone's life or to deal with someone that's not good for you. It's okay to separate yourself, create division. It's okay to work alone, to think alone, to talk to God alone, so that you can figure this thing out through the direction of Yahweh, Abba, Father. Okay? And it's just really real like that. I encourage all Street Wisdom, Talk to Me and I'll Talk Back listeners to keep your mind on heavenly things and not worldly things, because these things can become a fatal distraction from your purpose, your vision, your opportunities, your resources. Keep your mind on what's important. Do not get caught up in fatal distractions or the latest hot topic or weighing in on a debate that don't come from God. It's senseless and it's wasting time. Okay? And it's really real like that. But this segment is brought to you by BossOfMyBlessings.com. BossOfMyBlessings.com, available everywhere, and you can get it now. Exclusive products and merchandise on my bomb site. And be on the lookout for Broken. It's coming soon with DJ I Rock Jesus. And again, hats off to DJ I Rock Jesus, inductee, Christian Hip Hop. Okay? Hall of Famer. Never get it twisted. And I think this is his 10th award, I think. So keep getting them, brother. And that's just really what it is on Street Wisdom. Talk to me, not talk back. And also, we would like for you to like, okay, share and subscribe. We're thanking you to do that. And I am Church Music, your favorite host from the West Coast. And remember, Street Wisdom, Talk to Me and I'll Talk Back, is available on all digital platforms, Spotify, iHeart, and the list goes on. So thank you for making that happen. And remember, you could have been anywhere across the world, but you're right here with me right now, Church Music. And it's truly a blessing. And thank you for listening.